It's 9:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Cattle ranchers in southwest Colorado are on edge after two cows were killed and another was injured by gunfire over the weekend. Sergeant Chuck Searcy is with the Montrose County Sheriff's Office.
And it makes you second guess and wonder about your neighbors, about your friends, about people who are running the cattle next to you. You start questioning everybody, if you will. It's like, well, could they be responsible for this?
If caught, whoever shot the cattle will face felony charges, including criminal mischief and animal abuse. The case comes as authorities continue to investigate the disappearance of nearly 200 cattle in the same region around Thanksgiving. If you know something, investigators ask that you call Crime Stoppers. Election season in Colorado Springs is underway again. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Anyone interested in running for a district seat on the Colorado Springs City Council can now pick up a candidate filing packet from the city clerk's office. Qualifying candidates need to be at least 25 years old, a registered voter, and live in the district for which they are running. They also need to collect at least 50 valid signatures from voters in their district. At-large seats are not being decided on this year's ballot. The deadline to file for official candidacy in the April 1st election is January 21st. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.